Well, the school board understands that hiring a new superintendent is one of the most important things that they'll do, because the superintendent sets the tone, sets the agenda, and really is the one that tries to move the school district in a direction of where the school district wants to go. And so it's important that they hire the right person. And the Illinois Association of School Boards has a service they provide to school districts whereby they will assist the board in hiring the next superintendent. And they will do the candidate search. They'll interview a large pool of candidates, and then they'll narrow them down based on the needs of the district. And then they'll finally present a finalists to the board, and that will be, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 candidates, and then the board will interview those candidates and choose the one they feel would best meet their needs. And so that's a long process. It takes many months, and you can make it a detailed process where you involve stakeholder committees and you do surveys and that sort of thing, or it can be pretty straightforward and basic. And the board knows that it wants to do more than the basics. They want to, you know, have some sort of, you know, surveys and community groups and that sort of thing, and maybe even involve the stakeholders in the interview process down the road. But they don't know for sure how they want to do that yet, and they'll get that figured out here in the next couple of months. But I think they really want to have a finalist chosen by November or December of 2021 this year. So they'll have to keep moving and get started real soon. Well, you know, the district is in good shape. It's moving in the right direction, and we think we've done the best that we could with what we were handed with this pandemic, and so I think everyone feels good about the direction we took, and we don't know what the future holds. We're really hoping that this pandemic goes away, or at least gets to such a manageable level that we'll be able to get back to some form of normalcy here. And if it does, then I think that we'll just keep trucking, keep moving forward, and keep doing the great things we've been doing, and do even more, and implement new programs, and change with the technology, and et cetera. And we do have a good staff, and they're dedicated, and they go above and beyond, and I'm proud to be a coworker with them. And I'm really looking forward to the next year, because I know there will be a lot of new surprises, but there will hopefully be happy surprises.